They call it the most wonderful time of year, and it is nearly here. Winterval is kicking off this week. Very, very exciting. An absolutely jam-packed programme of events over the next couple of weeks, all leading up until the big day itself.
It's hard to believe. It flies around so, so fast every single year.
Well, one person that it has definitely come around quickly for, I'm sure, is Sinead McNamara, who is one of the organisers of Winterval this year and has been planning it for, gosh, nearly over a year now, I'd say. Sinead, is it?
Yes, nearly over a year, Aveen. We've been beavering away busily, and we're really, really excited and proud of the programme that we have to present to the people of Waterford this Christmas, because there's so much stuff happening at Winterval. I would just kick off by saying, make sure that you jump onto the winterval.ie website so you can have a full, I suppose, vision of the breadth of programming that's happening at the festival this year.
Well, it's such a much-loved festival for people in Waterford. People just look forward to it every single year because it really is magical and it's really, really special. But what particularly we want to talk about is the events that are happening in Constitution Square over the next couple of weekends. A different event every weekend. And this weekend coming, it's Petstival!
Yeah.
I know! So exciting, and it's such an amazing way to kick off Winterval this year.
Because, like, pets, obviously, we've just gone through one holiday that pets don't like, and that's Halloween. But Christmas is more and more about the pets now, isn't it, really, every year?
Oh, well, it absolutely is, Vinny. And I think as well, you know, the Irish are real pet lovers. Do you know what I mean? Like, we absolutely love our dogs and our cats and our animals. So this is a real opportunity to celebrate them and also to give yourself and your doggy a really immersive, engaging experience at Winterval this year. So we are presenting Petstival at our Wonder Events marquee, which is up beside Bishop's Palace, on Saturday and Sunday this weekend. Our full programme of events kicks off at 12 noon every day. It goes on till 5 p.m. in the evening, and we've all kinds of different timetabled events across the day. So again, if people jump onto winterval.ie, they will see the different programmes that we're running across the day, and you can pop in, pop out, depending on what particular subject or what particular programme is of interest to you. I will mention, which is really important, that everybody needs to pre-register for a couple of the events that are happening as part of Petstival this weekend, which is the Scruff's Dog Show and our Ask the Trainer sessions. But apart from those sessions, it's on a first-come, first-served basis.
And those tickets are free, aren't they? They would just people need to register.
Oh, absolutely, AB. Most important to mention that the tickets are completely free, so everybody can attend free of charge.
People might obviously be familiar with what a dog show might entail. We'll mention that in a bit. But what's the Ask the Trainer in particular about? What can people look forward to experiencing there?
Sure, absolutely. So basically, just to mention, I suppose, at the outset that we're presenting Petstival this weekend in association with the DSPCA and our wonderful local animal charity, the Waterford Animal Welfare. DSPCA, as part of their business, have a training wing. So they're bringing down professional dog trainers, and people can literally ask any questions of the trainer that they wish. So I think we all know that a lot of people possibly adopted a pooch over the whole COVID-19 period that we've unfortunately had to live through. So if you need help with your pooch in terms of any behavioural issue or any training issues, the DSPCA dog trainers will be on site and will be happy to address any issues or questions that you have.
And as far as the Scruff's Dog Show goes, all breeds and dog sizes welcome?
I mean, the wonderful thing about the Scruff's Dog Show, as opposed to the likes of Crufts over in the UK, is everybody wins the prize at Scruff's.
Yeah. Oh, so sounds like primary schools these days.
It's a little bit like that. Everyone's a winner at Scruff's. You know, we've got all kinds of categories, from waggiest tail, smiliest face, pointiest ears, flattest ears, whatever. You can't go wrong at Scruff's. If you have your doggy competing in Scruff's, you're winning a prize. And so that's the way that works.
And come here, if people wanted to pop maybe a little bit of a doggy reindeer antlers on their dog on the day, is that allowed as well?
It's allowed as long as your doggy is happy with that, Vinny.
Of course.
It's great.
No,
great, like, lineup, because you can get your dog, your puppies microchipped by the DSPCA. You can treat them to a puppuccino. Love that. And get some free Dentalife dog treats as well. So it is all about the dogs this weekend at Petstival. Sounds like it's going to be fabulous. And I'm sure you have somebody going around picking up after all of these animals.
Oh, well, we do. And, you know, one of the highlights as well of the weekend, guys, is Waterford Animal Welfare are going to conduct a doggy adoption parade at 1 8 o'clock each day on the Saturday and the Sunday. I know, I want to take all the doggies. And just in the spirit of absolute transparency, that doesn't mean that anybody gets to take a dog home that day. Mm-hmm. What Waterford Animal Welfare is doing is they want to showcase the doggies they have in their care that are available for adoption. And anybody who comes along to Pepstable who is interested in adopting a doggy, it opens a line of communication with Waterford yeah. Animal Welfare. Mm. Understandably and rightly so, there's a number of hoops one has to jump through to get your doggy in the end. But at least you can see the dogs that are available and you can have a chat with those wonderful people and get the process going if that's something you're interested in.
Brilliant stuff. Sounds like it's going to be great fun. Lots of noise, lots of barking, lots of wagging tails and lots of pooper scoopers.
And also just to mention as well, guys, that the customs service will be down and they'll have their real life doggy detectives on site as well who'll be doing live demos of the really important work that they do. And we also are working this year with the Irish Guide Dogs from the Blind who are just the most lovely people and they normally bring along their either fully trained or their puppies in training as well, which everybody can go up and say hello to. So it literally is all things doggy magnificence happening as part of Pepstable this weekend. It's our total pet wellness zone and I suppose it's a nice mixture of very important sort of issues around your dog in terms of microchipping and pet health and then lots of opportunities to have lots of fun with the family pooch.
Brilliant stuff. Listen, thank you so much for telling us about Pepstable. Best of luck. As you say, there is a Winter Wonderland marquee there at Constitution Square with events happening every weekend and we'll keep people up to date as the festival goes along. Happy Christmas to you.
Thank you too, guys. It's Christmas now. It's fantastic. I'll just finish by saying myself and my colleague Shel Hogan have been living in Christmas since around January of this year, so we're absolutely delighted we're here now. So we're very excited and we really hope everybody will enjoy the festival. We're pretty confident that they will. But again, we would encourage everybody to have a look at winterpool.ie because as you mentioned yourself, Aideen, there are different programmed events and different themed events happening across all of the weekends in Winterpool. So you want to jump onto the website there, see what interests you and plan your visit accordingly.
Great stuff. Listen, thanks a million for chatting to us and best of luck for the festival.
Bye.
Thank you so much, guys.